Item number 9 from the Behavioral Health Division. Thank you, Mr. Wanda. We hope you feel better.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to increase the purchase of service contract with Community Advocates by $92,649 for the purpose of administering the activities of the prevention grant from May 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2013, as well as retroactively increasing the protective payee program portion of the contract by $4,731 for the period January 1st, 2013 through April 30th, 2013.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Ladies at the table, if you could please introduce yourself to the committee.
I'm Kathy Iris. I'm the interim administrator of the Behavioral Health Division.
Susan Godach. I'm the director of the Community Services Branch at BHD.
Okay, very good. Supervisor Mayo?
I move approval.
Okay, I've got a motion from approval by Supervisor Mayo. Is there anything you ladies would like to add?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisors. These monies are actually coming for the prevention grant to the Behavioral Health Division through the State Division of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, and it is in response to an emerging need within Milwaukee County for, one of the areas that we are showing a preventative intervention strategy is to the use and misuse of prescription drugs. And it is specifically targeting two particular items in which our primary focus is to reduce the accessibility and availability of prescription drugs for a specific age group of individuals, those between the ages of 12 to 25, and then also to help with other counties that are receiving these monies, a statewide surveillance system to ensure that prescription drug abuse and misuse is not systemic throughout the entire state. The monies are being identified to go to the community advocates based on their past work with the Behavioral Health Division related to the delivery of prevention services through their management and administration of the Milwaukee Coalition of Substance Abuse Prevention. They currently staff and administer that respective coalition, and through that coalition they will be identifying environmental strategies for preventative interventions to help in assisting the county to address the prescription drug use and misuse within Milwaukee County itself. The outcomes for the respective grants will be tracked through a system that Community Advocates is currently connected with. It's called SAPSIS, the Substance Abuse Prevention Service Information System. So we will be able to report outcomes on the status of not only this respective grant, but the grant that Community Advocates currently holds with us related to the administration of the coalition activities. The second item is obviously for protective payee services, and that is a requesting retroactive contracting for services that they are currently providing for individuals that need representative payee services through the Behavioral Health Division.
Okay. Supervisor Stemper?
Thank you, Madam Chair. What's the demand? What prescription drugs are they demanding? What's the name of them?
Mostly it's oxycodone and OxyContin. Uh-huh. And basically, it's usually the purchase of those drugs illegally off of the street, or individuals are actually, they may be prescribed, but they're being used for unintended purposes.
That's a pain reliever.
Yes, absolutely.
So are they chopping it up?
Yep, and then they snort it, yeah.
That's, okay. And Milwaukee County is ranked number one as the greatest need.
In the entire state, we are.
Wow. Okay. So was the grant based on us? Did they have different...
There were 9 counties within the state, and basically it was the environmental surveillance data. The state does a report every 2 years on, kind of emerging trends related to drug and alcohol use across the entire state. Mm-hmm. And they are able to rank every single county in the state, and then there's a comparison across the state, and then the state itself is compared to the national, national usage. And just within the state of Wisconsin, there were 9 counties that were identified as potential recipients of these monies. But in relation to the primary activities for this specific grant, Milwaukee County ranked highest in need of preventative interventions to basically address the abuse and misuse of prescription drugs.
Wow. Do you have the number of how we relate to the country?
Actually, we are higher than the higher than the national trend in the country, and that's why Wisconsin was one of the recipients of the grants.
Okay. And Was the entire grant $92,649?
That's what each county received. Each of the nine counties received it. I mean, to add it up, I think it's $1.2 or $1.3 million that the state received, but each county is a recipient of $92,000.
Okay. Okay, but our portion, Milwaukee County, was $92,649.
Yes.
And we're going to give that money to Community Advocates for them to run the whole program?
Community Advocates currently has an infrastructure based on their capacity to administer the coalition. There's 40 different agencies that are represented on that coalition. And usually there's a process, there's a protocol which, you know, is identified. It's called SPIF, it's Strategic Prevention Framework. And there's five different areas in which they determine capacity, assessment, planning, evaluation, and kind of sustainability and cultural competence for the delivery of services. And the coalition itself utilizes that respective strategy. And one of the benefits of using community advocates is, number one, their expertise in the delivery of preventative services, you know, not only in this county, but they also have the ability to issue grants to identify, you know, the five environmental areas in which these monies need to go. And an example of that may be like a social media campaign, which probably would be, you know, one of the first things that the county may select to do. But there are five respective environmental strategies that need to be, you know, kind of delivered through these monies that we received.
Okay. What will be our role after we, you know, put the responsibility on community advocates?
Well, hopefully that number will go down. I mean, our ultimate goal is to see that the, you know, our data trend continues to decline, where we are number one, not the highest ranking county in the state, and then collectively where the state goes below the national average for the abuse and misuse of prescription drugs.
Okay. Excellent answers. Very detailed. In essay form. Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, teacher.
Thank you.
That's what she is.
All right. Any other comments or questions from committee? Okay, I do have a motion for approval. On that motion, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Five ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Item number 10.